What's up, Dance Moms fans? Okay, we've got one dancer out and two new dancers in, going over the last two episodes right now, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Here we are. Here we are, guys. You and me. You and me. We're in this together. Welcome to the Dance Mom Season 8 After Show. As usual, I am your host, Tamara Brown. Today, we are going over episodes 12 and 13. We didn't do the Angry Birds episode last week because, as I'm sure you know, we had special guest Giannina Palatino in the studio with us, and that was a special treat. So we're going to take some time here at the top of the show to go over last week's episode 12, and then we're going to get into this week's episode 13. I think these are two episodes that go well together since we've got one dancer out and then two new dancers in. So let's get into it, guys. So starting with last week's episode 12, it's the Angry Birds dance. They did a little product placement with last week's show too. Have you guys all seen the Angry Birds movie at this point? Hope so. So as Miss Giannina was saying on last week's episode, she got to be the lead in the big group dance. But first, some drama. Eliana is out. The moms come in and realize that Yolanda isn't there, and that means no Eliana. I don't know about you guys. Yeah, see? I know, we're all still a little shook over it. I did not see that one coming. I don't know about you guys. You know, we knew that Eliana was struggling a little bit, but the fact that she got completely cut from the team, that was a surprise to me. I suspect that it probably has a lot to do with some sort of project she's got going on. Maybe she's got a new gig that she's going to be taking some time to, I don't know, shoot a commercial or maybe some guest star on a show or something like that that had to take away from the show a little bit. That's just my guess, but Eliana is out. So, of course, Abby says this episode how she's handing out two jackets to officially get two people on the team for good. And it is, she's going to choose one dancer from each of the duets. So let's go over the dances real quick. I love to do a good dance roundup. So right now we're going to round up all three dances from episode 12. So we've got the duets. The first duet is My Big Bro, and that is Brady and Liliana. And that, in my opinion, beautiful dance. Gorgeous, right? Technically perfect with the two best dancers on the team, Brady and Liliana. But guys, I was a little bored. There, I said it. I thought it was just, you know, there was not a lot of spunk to it, not a lot of attitude. They do great performance-wise, don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean. I just thought the theme was just a little too sweet, there's nothing real exciting about it. But, of course, with those two dancers, those two heavy hitters, it got first place. So, first place duet for that one. Who's going to get awarded the great jacket, right? So then second duet, we've got Munchausen by Proxy, right? And that dance was Presley and Giannina. And, of course, we had the mama drama over, you know, who can Presley, show up Giannina? That's why Abby put Giannina in the chair. And as Giannina said last week on the show, that wheelchair was very hard to dance with. She banged up her shins on it pretty good. I know what she's talking about. You know how those like flaps come down where your feet are supposed to go in a wheelchair? Those things can be brutal on the shins. But the dance turned out really, really pretty. I thought it was great. Of course, got third place. I loved the dance. I thought it was really cool. Definitely had a lot of personality, both in the girls and their faces and their acting, but also just the theme and the sort of message of the dance, the way that it ended with them switching places in the chair and Giannina pushing Presley off stage in the chair at the end of it. That was just really cool. So I very much liked that one a lot better than the than the other duet. And then, of course, the group dance was the Angry Birds dance, a ballet number, which is really unusual. They don't usually do straight ballet for the group dance, or really any. We rarely see Abby doing a ballet number. You know, of course, in the contemporary and the lyrical, there are always elements of ballet, but we never just see a ballet number. That's as rare as like seeing Abby do a tap number or anything other than lyrical or contemporary. So we saw the Angry Birds dance, and I gotta say, okay, one thing, I loved these costumes. They were beautiful. They were like the it kind of reminded me of Swan Lake, but with brilliant colors, because the way that they were wearing those the false eyelashes, and every girl was a different color. I thought that was really cool. So it was beautiful costumes. I loved that. But I don't know about you guys, I saw mistakes, and that's not common. Like, usually, you know, when we're watching the footage of what's taking place at these competitions, I don't notice, you know, usually when Abby or one of the moms or one of the students, one of the dancers gets mad at a mistake, it's something so minute that only a dancer, you know, like a trained dance eye would notice. So most of the time I don't even notice it. But this dance, like the, they were out of sync a lot. There was a lot of like a relevé développé, and they were doing it at different times, and it wasn't intentional. Like it wasn't like it was a roll off and they were supposed to do it one right after the other. It just was not in sync. So, of course, that group dance got third. And sorry, guys, I can see why. But I do think Giannina did really well. I think her technical dance, even if ballet is not her forte, as was said many times in that episode, I think Giannina's just general like technical skill on, as a whole, makes for, you know, she has great feet, she has great extensions, she has great flexibility, and all of those things are extremely important in ballet. So even if that's not her strongest suit, I think her just general overall skill makes up, you know, like makes her a strong ballet dancer anyway. So out of last week's episode's dances, I would say my favorite would be Munchausen by Proxy. My second favorite would be the group dance, the Angry Birds dance. And my third favorite would be My Big Brother. So I think my choices are exactly opposite what the judges chose. Because the judges liked that boring brother dance. So, and of course, let's go from episode 12. Let's just move right into episode 13, this week's episode, guys, right? This was a very exciting episode. I've been saying over and over that for the most part of this season 8, it's been slow. Like, in one episode, one thing will happen, but in this one episode, Abby's audition, there's several, like, this was an action-packed episode. I can't believe they crammed it into this one episode. And I think Lifetime is in a time crunch right now, because if you guys noticed, two episodes aired this week, and then two more episodes will air next week. So they're kind of cramming them all in by the end of August. So still preparing for nationals. And, you know, the talk, hearing Abby talk about nationals and the excitement of preparing for nationals and who's going to get a solo for nationals, that reminds me of like the old days, the old Dance Mom seasons, like in the early days when, you know, when Nia and Maddie and Chloe were all just babies. Those were the days when they talked about nationals, who's going to get a solo. So it's kind of cool, you know, because the last season that was a couple years ago before this one, when Lily and Ellie were on the mini team, they didn't compete in nationals. That season was all about her moving from Pittsburgh to LA. So it's kind of cool that all of the excitement building up to nationals, how the season's building up to nationals, that seems very OG Dance Moms, just like back in the early days. So anyway, Abby goes ahead and awards the jackets, and like she said, it was going to one dancer on each of the duets. So she gave a jacket to Lily. Not very expected, not unexpected. I think we all could have seen that coming. you know, I do think Lily is Abby's favorite. And then the second jacket went to Presley. Now that, folks, I was not seeing. I did not see that coming. What about you guys? I don't know who you thought were going to get the jackets. I kind of thought that all four of them, I thought all four of the duet dancers were going to get jackets, but turned out none of them did last episode. So as she's doing pyramid, we've got Lily gets a jacket, Presley gets a jacket, and I'm just so happy for Presley. I really like her. I don't know why. I'm pulling for her. I think she's got a lot of like personality. I really like Presley. So the fact that she got a jacket, I was really happy for her. So then we have an introduction of new students, and they do this sort of audition, right, with the first number. So it's kind of an interesting mix of candidates that Abby brings in. She brings in these six new students. One of them is Hannah's little brother. That's kind of fun. William, he's the smallest one. We've got Berkeley. We've got Ellie. We've got Elena, Landry, and Paris. And so all of the kids compete in this, audition in the first number that Gia is teaching them. Another thing I really liked about this episode is that sometimes we're seeing just like a little nugget more from Gia, the choreographer. I love seeing more from Gia. You know, all of these years, we just never get to talk to Gia or get like the testimonials from her. So we see Gia tell the kids, she says, by this point in choreography, we would have choreographed a minute of the dance already. So in other words, saying you guys are taking too long to learn this. So seeing that bit of like reality from Gia, really enjoyed that. I want to see more. Come on, Gia. Become a star on this show. Don't just stand in the background. There's a reason. She doesn't want to do that, I guess. But anyway, of the six new dancers, of course, we get Berkeley and Paris are who join the team. I'm excited that Paris joined because this team has definitely needed a dancer of color. It's just been an all-white team. It's so boring. I hope Paris stays. She's a beautiful dancer. She's very skilled. I like her mom a lot. I did feel like this is one of those episodes where a lot of the mama drama just seemed kind of contrived. But, you know, sometimes that's fine as long as that's not the main point of the episode. And this episode had so much going on that, you know, the mama drama wasn't the only thing that happened in that episode. So it was a little bit more exciting. So we've got Paris and we've got Berkeley in the group number this week. So let's talk about each of the dances. We've got Hannibal. So that was Hannah. Hannah has been sort of coming out of her shell a little bit, which I enjoy very much. We got a little, I got word from a source that Hannah is not as shy as as they're depicting her on the show. She does talk more than the way that they're playing, you know, this reality show character of hers. So I'm sure she's not like Miss, you know, bubbly Miss Congeniality, but I think she's maybe not as shy as we've been seeing, which is great because, like I've been saying, like in order to have a career in dance and really, you know, make it in this industry, you have to stand out, not just skill alone, you know? Like I wish skill alone was enough to get you to where you need to be in the dance industry, but like everything in the arts, you know, you gotta wow them. So I'm glad that she's a little bit more outgoing than what we're seeing. But anyway, so she's got the Hannibal dance, which is very, very exciting. It's a funny reference considering like last week they're promoting Angry Birds, which is like a, you know, that's a kid's movie. And then, oh, here's a dance about Silence of the Lambs. You know, do you guys even, you younger viewers, do you even know what Silence of the Lambs is? I hope you don't. That is a movie that you should be 30 years old before you actually watch that movie. It's one of my favorites, though, I gotta say. Anyway, Hannah playing Hannibal with the like infamous mask and the like wheelie cart that Hannibal Lecter gets rolled out on. That was cool. So that was a dance I very much enjoyed watching. I think Hannah did okay. I think that despite wearing, you know, like obviously it's hard when you're wearing a mask. It's difficult to show emotion when, you know, half your face or most of your face is covered up, but you could still see that her eyes, there wasn't any sort of like darkness going on. She's supposed to be playing a sociopath cannibal serial killer, you know. We needed to see it in the eyes, and you just didn't really see that. So I thought the theme was really cool. I think, you know, Hannah's a great dancer, but I think she really needs to work on her like emotion, her acting, things like that. So that dance got 10th place. Have we ever even seen that? I don't know if on the history of Dance Moms we've ever seen a dance get 10th place before. So I'm sure Hannah felt bad about that. I definitely think, you know, granted we're not seeing the other dance studios, but I definitely think the dance deserved better than 10th place, for crying out loud. But yes, everything else, I thought the dance was, I thought it was pretty good. Maybe in my estimation, I think maybe third, that would be fair, right? That's what I think. Okay, so then we've got the all or nothing dance, and that is Presley's solo. So Presley's solo, you know, when she got her jacket, Abby is saying how like Presley is, she gave her compliments like she hasn't gotten before from Abby. You know, she says that she's a really great dancer. She sees a lot of potential in her. And as Giannina told us last week, like, you know, so much of Abby's mean demeanor is for the show. Like, we know that. This is a reality show. But, she, you know, she says that I'm sure Abby in real life is a lot sweeter, a lot more encouraging to these kids. So it was, but it was nice on the show to see her, you know, compliment Presley and say that she thinks she's great and has a lot of potential. So for this solo that she gave Presley, it was a, again, I guess I would say it was an okay dance. Like, I didn't think the dance was all that interesting. And then the part about the dress, right? That seemed a little odd. I do feel like that might have been something that producers threw in for the sake of the episode, because it seems pretty crazy that a mom would want to change out the costume. I mean, there's been so many dances this season, in season 8, that I've said over and over again, like, that's the costume they chose to wear? Like, they've worn so many, like, choices that were just odd. There was that dance where they were all in like white t-shirts with nothing underneath, and it just looked, that one was weird. Like, there were so many costumes that were just so unappealing to me, in my opinion, in so many ways. So the fact that Ashley had that much of an issue with Presley's dress, that she gave her a different costume, I don't know, that seems a little bit contrived, but okay, so let's say that was real, and a real concern of Ashley's. So she got the new dress. I did like the replacement dress better. It looked a little, to me, it looked a little, what's the word, like figure skater style. That's what the dress looked like to me. But, okay, so there was the drama with the dress. It was an okay dance. I think Presley performed it fine. Again, to me, the dance didn't really have any sort of theme or artistry that really grabbed me. So it was just kind of boring to me. Even though I think, you know, she danced it fine. But the dance, that one got 4th, which I think is pretty fair. I think that's fair. I can't see why Hannah's dance got 10th and Presley's got 4th. I mean, you know, even if they were one, you know, if Hannah's was one spot behind Presley, then maybe I could at least be like, yeah, okay, that's fair. But like the fact that the 10th versus 4th place is just, that's such a wide gap. I just don't know what the judges were thinking with that. But I think a 4th place for that dance is not Presley's fault. It's just the dance itself. This must have been a competition where there was really competitive dance schools, but also maybe these girls were competing with their age range. The way that they, a lot of times in these competitions, they cut the age ranges at different points. So like this team, which is mostly like 13, 14 years old, probably were dancing against maybe like 15, 16 year olds. And so maybe that's why they got such lower scores for this one. This competition was in New York. So I could imagine that they were going up against really like pro dance studios where most of the kids are probably on Broadway and stuff like that. So my guess would be that's why these dances scored a lot lower than what we are used to seeing. That being said, so we've got the group number, the chosen one. And I guess I didn't really understand the theme of this one, but at least it was like the costumes were aesthetically pleasing enough. The dance was beautiful. I really, really loved the dance. It had like an eerie quality to it. It was very like Children of the Corn. So I do think that this was a really, really, really great dance. And Paris did great, and Berkeley did great. Paris was so nervous before it started, and tears backstage. That's something that's pretty... They were saying things like, you know, oh, she's really going to have to, you know, toughen up if she's going to be an Abby Lee dancer. But I feel like every kid, when they're new to the dance team, new to the studio, that happens. They really get stressed with all of the pressure. We see a lot of tears when it's a new student. So I'm not surprised. I think Paris will be fine. If she does join the team, she'll get used to the high pressure, the criticism, everything that goes along with it. So I think it's okay that she was nervous and shed a few tears. That's fine. Paris, I'm gunning for you. I think you can be a part of this team. So the chosen one, that was a beautiful dance, and it got first place. So it should have, I think. I think that makes sense. I think it was a really great dance. It's crazy that got first. Presley's got fourth and Hannah's got 10th. I do think that, like I said, it's that has to do with what age category these were placed in. Maybe the group dance brought them into like the younger teen category, whereas because they average out their ages for the group dances, whereas Hannah's and Presley's dances, maybe they bumped them up into the higher age group. I don't know. That's just my guess. That's how I'm reasoning why the solos scored so low and why the group dance scored what it should have got. Anyway, so that was cool. And let's see. Finally, okay, well, we've got so Abby's going to hand out more jackets in the upcoming episodes, we assume. And I guess let's go into predictions right now. Let's talk a little bit about what is coming up.
Predictions.
Woo, predictions. Okay, so I do think we're going to see more of William, because since he's already sort of built into the show, being Hannah's little brother, I think we'll see more of William. I bet they'll do, I don't know, throw him in as like, you know, Abby said that he's too small for this team. He's only 9 years old, so he's a mini. So I could see him being used in another group dance as like, I don't know, they do something that has to do with a younger brother or a an alien or something that requires that dancer to be smaller. Just spitballing here, guys. I don't know. But anyway, I do think we're going to see more of William. I think William's going to come back. And then as far as who's getting jackets and getting to be permanently on the team, my prediction is I think everybody's going to. I think we've seen these every dancer throughout this long season 8. I think Abby's going to end up giving everybody a jacket. If there was anyone, maybe not, I guess Sarah, especially since Abby and Michelle have been just at odds so much. And you know, Abby has been putting Michelle through the ringer, making her build that nest and stuff like that. But I think all of the dancers are going to receive jackets and become permanent members of the team. I can really see that happening. So those are my predictions, guys. And let's go into news right now.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Thank you. Tap, 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 tap. I am Walter Cronkite. Just a little bit of news right now. I happened to be watching television the other day and happened to see Miss Nia Sue in a Best Buy commercial. Have you guys seen this one? Let me know if you've seen it. So Nia, it's like a day in the life, almost like college student going off to school. It's a back to school sort of commercial for, I think, Intel or computers. But yeah, it was a pleasant surprise to see Nia in a commercial. So that was really cool. I'm so happy that it's like, you know, because for of the OG team members, Nia was really the dark horse. You know, she never got the soul. She never seemed to have gotten, you know, the compliments from Abby, the respect from Abby that, you know, Maddie and Mackenzie got. But I think Nia is really turning, you know, she's pulling it out in the career, like really developing an acting career, being on a soap opera, the commercials, the acting stuff. A lot of the body positivity that she's been posting on Instagram that I've talked about. I really love all of her pro body positivity posts. So I think that's really cool. And I would love to see Nia turn out to be the most successful girl out of all of the OG dancers, even more so than Maddie. Yeah, so I think that's really cool. Go Nia. Good for you. I'm a big fan. And I just realized that JoJo has been heavily promoting all of her back to school products that she's selling at Walmart and Kohl's. This girl is going to be able to buy her own private jet soon because all of the products that she's marketing, man. Also, did you guys know that Dee, so Abby's hairdresser, makeup artist, Diana Dee, that was sick this episode, she also is the hairdresser, makeup artist for JoJo, for JoJo's like concert appearances and everything. So I guess she's the one that does JoJo's, like, you know how JoJo has like that colorful, like sparkle thing on half of her face. So that's the work of Diana, who Abby talked about this episode, was really sick, but she is okay. She came out of her coma. She recovered. We will hope all the best for her because she's extremely talented. Abby's hair and makeup always looks beautiful. JoJo's hair and makeup always looks beautiful. So this woman is amazing at what she does. So happy to hear that she pulled through out of something that was really sad to hear. But that's what's going on news-wise, guys. I hope that you guys enjoyed these two episodes as much as I did. Please be sure to like, comment, and on YouTube and on iTunes. You can find me on social media at Hey Tamara on YouTube and Instagram, and at Hey Tamara _ on Twitter. And we will be back next week. So see you then, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.